It's not a farm in the traditional sense of the word. It's in a building that was once home to dozens of white rats used for the University of Northern Iowa's behavioral research. The lab closed in 1986, and now Matt Weikers, his wife Jen, and his brother John Gilow have been growing thousands of shrimp in the space.
Right now we have 30 tanks set up, and we're growing Pacific white shrimp from PL12, so post-larva 12, up to market size and weight, which takes about 126 days.
Because he wasn't sure if they could swing the financing, Weikers and his team kept it a secret until the family's Thanksgiving dinner.
Anytime you get into a new venture, especially something very unusual, there's always a lot of worry. And there wasn't any reason to have them worry anymore until we knew that we were going to move forward. And, you know, obviously, like most people, we couldn't move forward without bank financing. And if the bank wasn't going to move forward with this, it was just going to die with us, I guess.
Weikers and his wife, who already have full-time jobs, didn't jump into the shrimp business without doing a lot of homework. They considered a number of projects: restaurants, retail stores, vending machines.
And we did a very traditional research where we sat down and laid out the pros and the cons of each type of business. This was just kind of a wild idea that was out there. And the more research I did looking for pros and cons, the more I liked it.
Financing is only part of getting specialty crops off the ground. Iowa State University aquaculture specialist Alan Petillo compares it to launching a space shuttle.
Everything has to go right in order for you to live inside of a space shuttle, right? You know, if any of the backup systems go down, then you can kill everything. And that's basically exactly what we're doing by putting fish on land in a tank. You know, you have to provide all of the biological filtration of the water. You have to provide for oxygenation and getting rid of toxins out of the water. So, I mean, that's kind of a good way to think about it.
All that testing and checking and probing falls into the hands of shrimp tender John Gilow.
There isn't so much a physical aspect. It's more of a timing and a mental aspect where we have a lot of things that have to be done in a certain order at a certain time in order to care for the shrimp properly and to test the water and make sure that we do that properly. So it's kind of a balancing act. I refer to it as juggling.
And after 126 days of feeding and testing and monitoring, Weicker says Northern Iowa Shrimp is ready for its first customers.
We really don't have much of a choice to get them out the door because we have so many little ones up and coming that we have to have the room for them. So they're growing like crazy. They grow at an extreme rate, and we just simply have to make the room for them in our facility.
Alan Petillo says repurposing a structure, recycling the water, and having a consistent supply of product is good for both the owners and those looking for locally grown seafood.
You don't have to upgrade a facility into something that's extremely large. You know, land in Iowa is just insanely expensive. If you can reuse what you've already got, just modify it a bit, it's really the ideal scenario.
Weikers and his team will get their first test market today.
What's going to happen? Are we going to have too many people coming and wanting shrimp? Are we going to have leftover shrimp and have to move them like wholesale? It's just an unknown.
Northern Iowa Shrimp is one of only two fresh shrimp facilities in the state, and it's the only one inside city limits. Weikers hopes to eventually add more tanks and more employees. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.